昼の星255。If someone commits an error and wrong towards you, you must instantly forgive him. Abdu'l-Baha. It was Sunday afternoon in September. Mother was folding clothes, thinking how unusually quiet it was in the house, and wondering if everything was all right. Suddenly, there was a loud bang, followed by crying and arguing, coming from her and Father's room. When Mother arrived at the scene, she saw chaos. Little Anissa was on the bed with a scattered tea set. She was covered in purple juice, as were her and Shala's favorite dolls. Shala was on top of Asma and Riaz, scratching their faces and pulling their hair. The boys were fighting her off and fighting each other at the same time. Mona sat calmly in a chair in the corner, ignoring everything. "What is going on here?" Mother shouted. Everyone stopped what they were doing and started talking at once, blaming each other. "Stop!" shouted Mother. She turned to Mona, who was still sitting on the chair doing her homework, and asked her, "Mona, what happened here?"
"I don't know, Mom. I have never seen these people before in my life. I am an only child," Mona explained as she dropped her head and continued studying.
Mother sighed. "Okay, one at a time. Asma, what happened?"
"Riaz and I were playing Mario Brothers and it was my turn. But Riaz was greedy and wouldn't give me my turn," began Asma.
"No," interrupted Riaz. "It was my turn. Asma was hugging the controls."
Shala jumped up and shouted,
"They started pulling and fighting over the controls and fell into Anissa and me and spilled our grape juice. They ruined our tea party. Mommy, look. My poor baby rabbit used to be white and fluffy. Now she is sticky purple," cried little Anissa.
"Well, all of you, look at my bedspread," exclaimed Mother.
"None of you have permission to be in here. Baha'u'llah says no one should enter another's house without permission. So I think that should apply to one's room as well."
"It's cooler in here than our room," explained Shala. And the boys and Mona nodded their agreement.
"But now it's so messy," Mona calmly said as she picked up her books. "I think I'll study someplace else."
The boys tried to quickly follow her out the door.
"Wait a minute, all of you," Mother said sternly.
"Mona, go and get some wet towels. Riaz and Asma, clean up your game. Shala and Anissa, help me clear off my bed so I can wash my bedspread before it stains. And let's try and clean up your dolls too. Then all of you sit back down here because we have things to discuss."
The children all quietly started cleaning up. Mona brought the towels in and helped wipe up the mess. When it was pretty well cleaned up, Mother sat all the children on the floor in a circle, and she began.
"Mona, you have your notebook and pencils here, so you take notes. Now, what virtues were lacking to cause this incident?"
The children all looked at each other and shrugged their shoulders.
"Well, how about starting with obedience? You all know you are supposed to ask for permission before playing in our room. None of you did. So, Mona, put obedience on the list. What else? What caused the fight with Asma and Riaz?"
"Asma was greedy," shouted Riaz.
"Riaz was greedy," answered Asma.
"Girls, what virtue do you think is lacking here?" asked Mother.
They're both being selfish and only thinking about themselves, suggested Shala.
So the virtue of unselfishness and cooperation are lacking. Mona, please write those down under obedience. Now, girls, what virtue were you lacking with you? Shala and Anissa looked at each other and shrugged their shoulders.
Ha! Obedience! They shouldn't have been playing with grape juice in Mom's room, shouted Riaz.
Yes, well, that's true. Please, girls, grape juice always is attracted to the floor. Please just use water when you're playing with your tea set. And never, ever drink grape juice in my room, said Mother. What other virtue was missing? I distinctly saw Shala attacking the boys. What was lacking there?
But Mom, cried Shala, they ruined our tea party and made a mess. What was I supposed to do, just take it?
Patience, forgiveness, and understanding, to name a few, Shala, said Mona with a smug smile on her face. Yes, you could have been more patient, more understanding, and more forgiving, Shala. And also more peaceful. That was a very violent reaction. Look at the scratches on their faces, said Mother to Shala.
Yeah, Shala, cut your nails for Pete's sake, yelled Riaz. Those things are weapons. Well, living with you two, I need them, answered Shala, sticking out her tongue at Riaz.
Shala, is that the way Abdu'l-Bahá would have handled the situation? Asked Mother. Abdu'l-Bahá always forgave everyone, no matter how many times they did something bad to him. You know that. Abdu'l-Bahá said if a person offends you 100,000 times, you must yet forgive him. Mona, please put down the virtues of patience, understanding, forgiveness, and peacefulness. Now, Mona, how about you? What virtue was lacking in your case? Asked Mother.
Me? I didn't do anything wrong. I was just sitting here minding my own business, complained Mona.
Well, a lot of bad things go on in the world. Is it okay just to ignore them and say it's not my problem? Asked Mother.
I would say compassion for our fellow humans was a virtue sadly lacking in the world today. Perhaps if you had said something to the girls when they first came in with the grape juice, or to the boys when they first started the argument, none of this would have happened. What do you think?
I guess so, agreed all the children.
And the last virtue to think about is unity. So, Mona, what do you have written down for us?
I have written here the virtues of obedience, unselfishness, cooperation, patience, forgiveness, understanding, peacefulness, compassion, and unity.
After reading them out, Mona told everyone,
Wow, 9 virtues, good number.
And everyone smiled and clapped.
So let's all work on those 9 virtues all week long and see if we can't all get along better, said Mother.
9 virtues, Mom, I can barely manage 1, shouted Riaz.
Okay, Riaz, choose 1 virtue and practice that 1 virtue really well all week, suggested Mother.
Okay, I will work really hard on cooperation, decided Riaz.
I will do forgiveness, said Shala. I will practice being the most forgiving person ever.
I'll work on being more compassionate to my brothers and sisters, Mona said.
Ozma put in, I don't think I'm compassionate enough either. I want to try and be more compassionate.
What about me? What can I do? Asked little Anissa.
You can work on obedience, listening to what Mommy and Daddy say and do it right away, okay?
Okay, answered Anissa, jumping up and down.
And I will work on patience. You guys are really good at making me work on being patient.
I start the morning off with lots of patience, and little by little it gets all used up.
And I have none left, laughed Mother.
And lastly, exclaimed Mother, the virtue of moderation. It is a beautiful day, and you have all been in the house way too long. Go outside and get some fresh air and exercise. How about roller skating?
Yay! Shouted the children, and they all scrambled to get their roller skates and go outside.